Look forward to a good week of prep, traveling to Kansas City and taking on the Chiefs. Big divisional game for us. So, obviously, I heard the news, you know, from this morning that Andy's going to suspend or has suspended Marcus, and you know, that's, we treat that a lot like we did last week with Eli. You know, decision like that is similar to an injury occurring. We're preparing Raiders versus Chiefs, so nothing really changed in terms of, you know, us putting a plan together and making sure that it's about us going in and playing good football. So, questions.
What have you seen from Bruce over the last couple of weeks? His stats have been
Yeah, I just think, you know, overall playing well. I think Bruce and D'Amico and Mario and some of the guys are just, there's a little better effectiveness getting after the quarterback and a little tighter coverage, which obviously helps, as I've talked about.
In your past experience, how much have you found, what kind of an impact Marcus makes, and, you know, what does his absence do to a game plan?
Well, I mean, you do what you can to adjust. This time of year, you're typically adjusting to injuries that occur. So we'll treat it very similarly to that. You know, we're trying to get our own group of guys healed up as best as possible for this game. So, you know, that's part of what we do in this league is the next guy plugs in and you keep rolling.
Any updates on Amari?
Nope.
You ever see a player throw the flag up in the stands before?
What does that say about the frustration level of a team?
Well, you know, I'm not gonna get into those types of discussions. I mean, to me, it's about us preparing to play them. We're going to focus on the things that we see on the football field that pertain to us playing good football.
Coach's momentum a thing at this point in the season? You know, you played well the last couple of games. You won two in a row. You're moving in the right direction. I mean, does that resonate? I mean, is there confidence, momentum? Does that?
We are human beings. I think certainly there's a better feel when you're winning and doing things well. So, you know, for us, it's about the next game. We got to take them one at a time. We've had our stretch. I talked about it the other day. You know, the Chargers had theirs the first four games. You know, we had ours, you know, four in a row after winning two. So. The Chiefs have had a little bit of a spill, but yet we all sit here 6-6 with an opportunity, and you know, which team takes the most advantage of that opportunity sitting there.
It's got to feel like one of those "why we play" type moments, right?
Going to Arrowhead, division on the line. This is like what you guys lace them up for, huh?
It's good stuff. I mean, it'd be exciting, be a great atmosphere, be very loud there, always is, and it'd be you know. Great competition, so really looking forward to it.
You were pretty clear after the game that you were hoping that it was just a bad game for Jalen on the punt return. Is the plan to continue forward with him returning punts for you guys?
I trust Jalen to do a good job.
Before the first fumble, he had the 19-yard return, which I think was the longest of the season. Do you think things started to open up there, possibly?
Do I think?
Do you think things are starting to maybe open up there on the punt return?
I'd love to see that. We've come out of a lot of meetings saying, oh, we're one block away. You got to take advantage of these opportunities, and we're getting those opportunities with the defense forcing some three and outs and doing a good job getting the ball back, getting off on third down. We've got to take full advantage of our return game when we do.
Jack, is there anything about Marshawn, whether it's as a player or as a person, that you know now that you didn't know when you first came here?
You're always learning about each other, I think, through experiences, but nothing really sticks out.
Surprised at the way, or maybe you're not surprised at the way he's kind of taken the two young guys under his wing?
Well, it's been my experience in the league that typically guys that have played end up wanting to share some of that knowledge, some of that wisdom that they've accrued through their time and share it with the younger guys. So the question is, are the younger guys willing to learn and listen? And I think in our case, we have guys that are definitely paying attention.
Donald Penn was saying the other day, look, I know you guys want me to say we were reinventing the wheel on offense, on the offensive line, but we just kept at it, you know, little things. What have you seen from that group? That's a pretty proud group. They're the highest paid line in the league. I know they weren't doing quite what they wanted. What have you seen, how they've worked through it as the year's gone on?
Yeah, I think we've done just that. And, you know, I like our group. I think we have a good group. They're big. They're physical. They protect our quarterback. They open holes for our backs. So, they're responding exactly how we want to respond. It's sometimes things don't go exactly how you want, but you persevere, you stand for the things you believe in, you maintain good character, you continue to work, and that's what we've done up front, and that's what we've done as a team. And so we should expect to play our best football down the stretch here.
Do you think there's any room for Derek to use his feet more, not necessarily take off, but get out of side of the pocket, or do you like him staying in there, kind of hanging in there? We know he can move, but...
All he's got to do is be himself. And that's part of it. He's athletic. Wasn't long ago I was trying to talk to him about not straight-arming somebody on the sideline and not doing the Superman routine, jumping over the top. But we do like him to use his feet. That's a weapon for him.
That wasn't that long ago either.
Corey James, he's his credit fighting all season just to be healthy. Doesn't seem like he really had a chance to be healthy maybe at all this year, if so, a very small window. What have you seen just the way he's handled a difficult situation physically, just to give the team everything he's got when he can?
Yeah, that's exactly what he's done. He's battled through it. He's been hobbled a little bit with injury. He's been questionable most of the year on the injury report. So it's been something he's battled throughout the year. And, you know, we're trying to do what we can to get him as healthy as possible. But at the same time, he is trying to be the first teammate. So, I love the grittiness and the effort that he's given to the squad.
Pretty routine conversation then, Saturday, Sunday. Corey, how you feeling? Corey, can you go?
We do what we can, you know, to work with him and make decisions that are good for him and good for us.
Cordero, it's pretty noticeable, and it's gone on for, again, one of those things that's kind of been a trend throughout the season where teams are actively avoiding him as a kickoff returner, be it in Mexico City with the touchbacks or be it teams just kicking it to other players on the field. How does he impact the game even though he doesn't touch the football all the time?
Well, I mean, you're describing exactly it. And when we get those short kicks and take them and put them on the 35, teams eventually get tired of giving us that extra 10 yards. So, you know, that's the decision you have to make as a kickoff team. Are you going to give them an opportunity to return it or not? And there are quite a few that are choosing not to. This is one of the better coverage units in the league, so you know, we'll see how they want to play it. But obviously, we have to be ready to adjust as a unit.
Two of the more established special teams coordinators in the league on Sunday, tops both sides of the field. Dave, from his units, I know he goes back a ways with Andy. Mm-hmm. What have you seen from his units overall over time, and maybe this year in particular?
Always fundamentally sound, Andy has done a great job collecting returners in his time. He's always got guys that are explosive, dynamic returners.
You mentioned your spell, you lost four in a row. From this perspective, you're a ways into the season. When you look back at that, what was it that turned this around where you got out of that slump?
The biggest thing is lack of execution, and the way we got ourselves out of it was to just work and believe and continue to do the right things.